KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports. It's being brought to you here by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Starting off with high school sports from yesterday, day number one of the John J. Harris Wrestling Tournament in Corning is in the books, and the Atlantic Cam wrestling team finds themselves in second place after the first day of action. Atlantic Cam tossing up 74.5 points after day one. They trail only Missouri Valley, who had 98.5 after the first day of action. Other top teams included Panorama in third with 73 points. Creston sits fourth with 65. Bedford Lennox is fifth with 54, followed by Shenandoah, Winterset, Southwest Valley, Mount Air, and Tri-Center, the top 10 so far out of that 23-team field. And Atlantic Cam got seven wrestlers into the semifinals for today. And those wrestlers include Joe Weaver at 106, Abram Moore at 113, Steele McLaren at 120, Cole Hansen at 126, Chase McLaren at 132, Connor Pellet at 152, and John McConkie at 285. So all those Trojan wrestlers alive for a potential championship there at the John J. Harris Tournament. And Missouri Valley, as we mentioned, sitting in first place, they have nine wrestlers that moved on into the semifinals, so a good run for them so far at that tourney as well. Action continues this morning, getting underway at 10 o'clock. Tune in at 8:30 later here this morning for our Saturday Morning Coaches Show, as you'll hear from Atlantic Cam head wrestling coach Tim Duff. In high school basketball last night, Atlantic and the girls' side picked up their second win of the season. A hot shooting start propelled them to an early 17-2 lead, and they made their free throws in the fourth quarter to secure the win over Clarinda 61-44. Atlantic led 22-6 at the end of the opening quarter, 31-13 advantage by halftime. The Cardinals switched to man-to-man defense in the second half and were able to close the gap to 12 at 46-34 after three quarters. The Cardinals got as close as 8 in the fourth quarter, but Atlantic hit their free throw opportunities to get the win. Bailey Newell was 8-for-8 from the stripe in the fourth quarter. The Trojans finished 21-of-30 from the line for the game. Atlantic also took advantage of Clarinda turnovers, scoring 19 points off of those miscues. Clarinda had only 2 points off turnovers in the game, so a big disparity there. Atlantic got 21 points from Bailey Newell, who got the game going with a 3-point make on the opening possession. Mackenzie Waters finished with 18 points and 9 rebounds for the Trojans. Atlantic picked up their second win of the season to improve to 2-13. Maddie Hartley had 16 points for Clarinda as they fall to 3-12. You can hear from Atlantic girls basketball coach Kelly Jewell on our coaches show coming up at 8:30 as reaction after last night's win. Now on the boys' side, the Atlantic Trojans picked up another win as they opened up the game on a 12-0 run and never looked back in a 70-23 victory over Clarinda. Atlantic was led by Scott Leonard with 19 points and 8 rebounds. Atlantic led 26-8 by the end of the first quarter and then led 45-8 by halftime as they held Clarinda scoreless in that second quarter. The running clock was in place in the second half, so it flew by with a 56-14 lead by the end of the third on their way to that 70-23 win. Atlantic had a 20-2 advantage in turnovers and scored 32 points off of those Clarinda mistakes. The Trojans improved to 8-7 overall with the win, and they'll travel to Red Oak next Friday, so they've got a little time to go to work here in practice. And Clarinda was led by 5 points from Matthew Milliken. The Cardinals fall to 5-9 on the season. It was senior honors night as well, as seniors were honored between games, between the girls and boys game. And a neat moment last night as well, as longtime Atlantic basketball manager Cole Gibson was able to suit up with the team and got him out on the floor, and they got him a basket last night as well, and he got a curtain call late in the game from the crowd. So nice moment and a great win last night for the Atlantic girls and boys basketball teams. Other scores from last night's action, starting off taking a look on the girls' side in Hawkeye 10 play. It was Denison Schleswig 63-47 over Kemper Catholic. Also, Lewis Central top Sergeant Bluff Luton 56-31. Red Oak was a 58-39 winner over Harlan. Shenandoah beat Glenwood 57-40. And St. Albert was a 52-47 winner over Creston. In Western Iowa Conference play, Audubon topped Riverside 57-44. IKM Manning over Missouri Valley 70-34. Logan Magnolia beat AHSTW 75-39. Trainer was a 56-18 winner over Griswold. Underwood 61-24 over Tri-Center. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Boyer Valley beat Woodbine 61-27. Cam over Arweva 53-29. Exira EHK beat West Harrison 70-15. Glidden-Ralston 61-53 over Peyton Sherdan. And in Pride of Iowa Conference play, it was Central Decatur, an 80-12 win over East Union. Lennox topped Wayne 50-42. Martinsdale-St. Mary's 50-32 over Bedford. And Mount Air was a 67-43 winner over Pleasantville. In other girls' basketball scores last night, it was Bondurant-Farrar over Carroll 65-55. Boone topped Winterset 62-41. Abraham Lincoln 54-40 over Thomas Jefferson. Murray beat Moravia 67-34. Panorama over ACGC 67-29. Seymour beat Orient Maxburg 68-19. West Central Valley was a 56-49 winner over Madrid. In the Corner Conference Tournament, the third-place game went to South Page as they beat Essex 51-36. And in the championship, it was Sydney beating Fremont Mills 52-38. That's girls basketball from last night. In boys hoops, in Hawkeye 10 play, it was Atlantic over Clarinda, as we mentioned, 70-23. Denison Schleswig beat Kemper Catholic 77-72. Glenwood was a 75-26 winner over Shenandoah. Harlan topped Red Oak 74-26. Lewis Central 68-64 over Sergeant Bluff Luton. And St. Albert beat Creston 73-62. Western Iowa Conference play, Audubon over Riverside 77-53. IKM Manning topped Missouri Valley 50-25. Logan Magnolia 73-65 over AHSTW. Trainer beat Griswold 66-13. Underwood over Tri-Center 65-47. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Boyer Valley a 66-46 win over Woodbine. Cam topped Arweva 72-49. Exira EHK over West Harrison 94-42. And Glidden-Ralston beat Peyton Sherdan 56 Sherdan topping Glidden-Ralston 61-56. And in Pride of Iowa Conference play, Bedford topped Martinsdale St. Mary's 85-78. Central Decatur 73-37 over East Union. Mount Air topped Pleasantville 63-42. And Wayne was a 72-48 winner over Lennox. Other scores in boys play, Ankeny Christian over Lamoni 53-42. Boone topped Winterset 63-58. Carroll over Bondurant-Farrar 94-65. Abraham Lincoln was a 64-28 winner over Thomas Jefferson. Kingsley Pearson topped West Monona 70-48. Madrid was a 69-50 winner over West Central Valley. Murray beat Moravia 47-43. And Seymour was a 73-40 winner over Orient Maxburg. That's a look at your boys' basketball rundown from last night's play. Moving on to some college basketball notes. There was a women's college basketball game last night in Des Moines, and the Drake women picked up another Missouri Valley Conference win, beating Northern Iowa by an 81-64 final. Becca Hintner led the Bulldogs with 16 points, while Maddie Dean surpassed 1,000 career points and scored 12. Becca Jonas and Sammy Backrot each had 11 there for Drake. Rose Simon Ressler had 18 points for Northern Iowa to lead three in double figures. Michaela Morgan added 11, and Ellie Howell finished with 10. As Northern Iowa falls to 8-10 overall, 4-3 in the Valley, Drake improves to 12-7 overall and 7-0 in Missouri Valley Conference play with that win last night. Also in women's college basketball last night, it was Butler topping Creighton 59-53. As the Blue Jays trailed by as many as 21 points, they rallied back within four before eventually losing that one. Audrey Faber had 17 points to lead Creighton in the loss as the Blue Jays fall to 10-8 overall, 4-4 in conference play. That's a look at college basketball. Moving on to a note from the Major League Baseball world, the St. Louis Cardinals have traded outfielder Randall Grichuk to the Toronto Blue Jays for reliever Dominic Leone and minor league pitcher Connor Green. The deal was announced on Friday. The 26-year-old Grichuk hit .238 last season with 22 home runs and 59 RBIs in 122 games. He became expendable after St. Louis got big-time hitting left fielder Marcell Ozuna in a trade with Miami last month, and because of the emergence of Tommy Pham in center. In return, the Cardinals receive a much-needed boost to their bullpen in Leone, and the 26-year-old right-hander was 3-0 with a 2.56 ERA in 65 games last year for Toronto, striking out 81 in 70 and one-third innings. Green was a seventh-round draft pick of the Blue Jays in 2013 and went 5-10 with a 5.29 ERA at AA New Hampshire last season. And coming up here this morning, we'll have Iowa men's basketball as they take on the third-ranked Purdue Boilermakers. That'll be a 10 o'clock pregame and 11 o'clock tip time there at Carver-Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. We'll have high school basketball later on this evening for you as Exira EHK hosts Kemper Catholic for a girls' game that's set for a 5 o'clock tip time. We'll be on the air about 4:50 for your pregame later this evening. And tomorrow we'll have the Iowa women as they go on the road to take on Minnesota for a 2:45 pregame start with a 3 o'clock tip time. Iowa State's also at home today against a top 10 team. They'll take on 8th-ranked Texas Tech. That's a 1 o'clock tip time there at Hilton Coliseum. And the Iowa State women will host West Virginia tonight. That'll be a 6:30 tip there at Hilton. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.